Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show.
Discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Now, when we think Big Daddy Weave, our mind most likely instantly hones in on hope-filled anthems like Alive, Redeemed, and The Lion and the Lamb, the incredible medium of a song used to deliver great news. And sure enough, the joy-filled Southern Sensations are out with a new record called When the Light Comes, whose first single, Alive, has been a tremendous blessing to so many of us. But Mr. Mike Weaver, the lead singer of the dynamic award-winning CCM Favorites, has now joined the Written Word Club, just releasing a brand new book called I Am Redeemed, Learning to Live in Grace. And the band now has a TV show on TBN. We welcome back this good man on the road today. Good sir, it is an inestimable privilege to be in your presence once more.
Dude, no. The honor is all mine, and I grow in my vocabulary every time I am in your presence.
We had the chance to talk with you back when Summer was but a pup, and here just a few short months since, you've launched a TV show, released a book, and put out a new album. I mean, Mike, what I'm really getting at here is, why have you been so lazy this summer, man?
Man, I know, it's unbelievable. Dude, we were trying to catch our breath and trying to, like, settle our mind to think about just one thing at a time for a minute, because it's been this, like, creative whiplash of, you know, because all of these deadlines were, like, just coming up at the same time. And so it's the whole, like, old spinning plate, like, trick that we know from years ago or whatever, and just trying to make it all happen. And thank the Lord, though, even the title of the book, Learning to Live in Grace, thank God for his grace, man, because, I mean, we really couldn't have planned it this way. We've tried to plan things before. It goes horribly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the Lord just kind of had it that he wants, you know, these messages out in these specific ways at this time. And because of his grace, you know, they're all kind of out there for everybody.
Well, the timing is interesting because you've obviously been communicating for this incredible journey of music. And as you said, the title of the book is I Am Redeemed, Learning to Live in Grace. Why was now the time to branch out into the written word, my friend? And what was that message that you wanted to deliver here?
It's really crazy because all of these projects began on different timetables. And there never was the deadline set at the beginning of them that they would come out now. And so it really has been something that's been orchestrated by God, because this is years ago, the last several years, as we began sharing the testimony of the song Redeemed, and just in my personal testimony, dealing with self-hatred and, like, kind of identity issues in the Lord, you know, I knew that there was a book in there, but I'm way too ADD to write a book, you know? And so our manager, Jim Shearer, has managed Big Daddy Weave for, this is like 18 years now, at least something like that. And man, he is somebody that I really look up to as a person. To know somebody that long and to say that about them just is a big tribute to Jim, you know? Man, God has used him to walk with us through all kinds of different seasons of life. And I shared with him this idea about writing a book. And I said, man, I just don't think I can get it done though. I said, if you help me wrangle these thoughts, then I said, I think there's a book in there. So we began several years ago writing the book. And as we began the process though, my brother went through terrible health issues, you know, and became a double amputee. You know, my dad, fought a terrible battle with pulmonary fibrosis and passed away on Christmas morning of 2017. And then my mom got a cancer diagnosis just within months of my dad passing. And it was just like, man, all of these other life events happened. And so we kind of put the book on hold, but then at the same time, there's a lot of this book that was written in that part of our life over the last just few years, you know?
Of course.
So we were sharing about the testimony of how the Lord had worked in my life dealing with some of my own issues, but then we get to also write about what it was like going through some of the other parts of this last season of our life, man. One of my favorite things about it, when it was done, I got to read the Audible version of it, and I listened to a lot of audiobooks, but to finish reading it, like we did it basically all in one day, which as I know now is probably a bad idea, you know, but we read the entire thing down. And when I got to the end of the story, man, I'm telling you, I am usually like so hard on everything that we work on. But I was just really encouraged, man. I was just sitting there thanking the Lord for what Jesus had brought me through in my life, you know? And I really believe that there's something in it. I don't know that it's for everybody, but for people who've been through some of the things that we've been through, I really do think that God is going to use it to encourage people, just in the idea that, man, wherever you're at, that may be a difficult season of life, it's not the end of your story, you know, that there really is hope beyond the sorrow, beyond the disappointment that we face in life, and that God is with you even in the middle of that kind of stuff.
It is exactly as described, as somebody who's had the chance to read it, and so much fun to hear it in your voice. You know, we've shared a part of your life and been a listening family, you know, for years through your music, but to hear some of the things that we didn't realize in more fullness is just, it's pretty remarkable to see this journey that God has taken you and the band on. And before we dig in a little bit more to the issues of identity and then of your brother's health issues, which just is an incredible story in just a moment, there's quite an entertaining tale from the opening pages I found when Redeemed, one of your great songs, gets nominated for Song of the Year, but you don't plan a speech because you don't think there's any way you're going to win. Can you give us a retelling of that one?
Oh, man. You know, we were nominated, you know, and in the same category are like our heroes, you know, like Chris Tomlin and, you know, Matt Redman and Toby Mac, like all these other people. Man, we don't feel like we're in the same league with them, you know, and here they are all in this room. And I'm like, no, it's all good. We don't really have anything to worry about. Just the fact that we were nominated, man, what a great honor. I don't really care about awards, like, you know, all of these things. And I'm sitting in the pews of the Ryman Auditorium with my wife, and all of a sudden they call our name out, and I'm like, oh, good grief. Now what am I going to do, you know? And so I'm like, I got to get to that podium like a half hour before anybody else gets there because I got to think of something to say, you know? And we get up there, and I remember, you know, just I can't remember what I said, but I do just remember that, man, the Lord was with us. My little boy, Eli, at the time, he was just a little guy. I remember him saying before we left that night, you know, Daddy, what if you don't win? And I'm like, baby, don't worry. I don't think we're going to win. But just saying to him that, like, we already did win just because of the stories that we'd heard, that how God had used this song in the lives of people. And, man, honestly, that has just continued even to this day. Of you know, every night we play somewhere, I mean, we have this like talk back before the show starts, and I call it a Q&A, but it really was not, it turned into just a talk back because people just wanted to share stories, you know, of how the Lord had used specifically that song in their life, man. And so, yeah, no, I, you know, we won an award, and that's great, but honestly, we had already felt like we were so blessed before that anyway, because yeah. The reward and the award is seeing God move in the lives of people, man. I mean, that's something that is not only good here, that's something that we take beyond this life, man. And we just give God all the glory for what he does, you know, praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's so well said. Mr. Mike Weaver with us today on Faith Radio's On the Road. Mike is the lead singer of the dynamic award-winning CCM favorites, Big Daddy Weave. Mike's new book, is called I Am Redeemed, Learning to Live in Grace, and the band's new album is When the Light Comes. You know, I think most of us, when we look at the life that you lead and you are on the road so often performing these incredible songs, these transformational songs, in front of, you know, hundreds and thousands every night who are applauding you and celebrating your work, maybe it's a surprise to some of us to know that you've battled negative self-thoughts for a long time, and this has been one of those hinge stories of your life. Talk a little bit about what that has looked like for you, that struggle, Mike.
Man, you know, I got to tell you, I wish that I could tell you that all of that was in the past, man. But it's still a reality for me sometimes today, to just really battle, like, I mean, you know, I'm not good enough, you know, what people must be thinking of how big of an idiot I am, you know, like all of these things, feeling like you come into a room full of people, a room full of adults, and somehow you're the child in the room full of adults, you know, that kind of thing, man. And for as long as I could remember in my life, I've dealt with that. Like, I would see somebody else and I would kind of wish I was them, you know, and I never knew how to give voice to the hatred of it. But at one point, after I had been through a season of some counseling and talking about emotions, because we don't really talk about emotions in church very much. However, we do talk about the battle over the human soul. But what is the human soul? You know, it's our mind and our will and our intellect, our emotions, you know, it's like, it's the seat of our emotions and our will. And that's what a huge battle that the enemy brings is over our souls, man. And our emotions are thrown into that, you know, and we don't know what to do with our emotions. And I remember learning about emotions for the first time and it literally then giving me like the words to say, no, I think I hate me. You know, it's not just that I don't feel good enough. It's like, I don't like me.
Yeah.
And man, that was the beginning of a journey, but the Lord quickly confronted those self-hating thoughts and continues to do that in my life on a regular basis when the enemy attacks me in that way. There was a day when I hated myself worse than I could remember. I felt like a complete failure after going through this, like, really... And I felt like a public failure even, you know, like there was this year when I was going to try to lose a bunch of weight one year and I missed the goal that I'd set for myself by 6 pounds, which is nothing. You know what I mean?
No.
But man, I just hated myself. And that was the day I really gave voice to that. Just feeling like a failure. And I was telling God everything that I hated about myself. I wasn't excluding God from the conversation, you know, like I was having a conversation with God about it. I was telling him in my garage, which is below our house, this little basement garage in our house in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, telling God everything I hated about myself. And then the Holy Spirit interrupted that hate session and he just began to speak in his still small voice, which absolutely will rock you to the core of who you are if you really encounter God. And he says to me, he says, Michael, you need to let me tell you what I think about you for once. And I'm like, all right, then. And so I'm ready to hear the most grandiose thing I've ever heard, potentially, you know, on the yellow notepad of my life or my mind or whatever, I'm ready to write this down. And he says so clearly to me, he says, Michael, I like the way that you smile. And man, it was like he took a wrecking ball to this huge wall of self-hatred that I had built. Because I never doubted that God loved me, right? It's that I couldn't love me. But all of a sudden when he said, I like the way that you smile, I could see it. Like, that's the one thing in pictures that I did like. I liked that about me. And that was where he started. And I love that that's who God is. The king of the universe would be dealing in intimate details with me because he's the one who knit me together in my mother's womb. Isn't that incredible, man? That is just amazing to me that God would care about that, you know? And then he just began to show me, he said, look, for you to think some way about yourself that I don't think, It's like telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. And that's never true, because a prerequisite of being God is that you know, you know all the time. You know what I mean? You're right. Like, if you say it, it becomes right, even if that previously was not the correct information.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's who he is. And so he began to speak to me and said, when I look at you, I don't look at you, you know, by your standards. He goes, I look at you and I see what Jesus has done for you applied to your life. So he sees the perfection of Christ applied to my life. And that was the day that that little idea began. I am redeemed, you know, and turned into that song later with my friend Benji Cowart when we wrote together. And man, after all this time, man, the Lord uses that. And then as the Lord began to use the story of that testimony, we just began to see him do things all over the place. It was a really, really beautiful time. But man, since that day, there have been so many occasions when I'll find myself back in that place. And then when I catch myself that I'm in that place, I will be upset that I've been in that place.
Of course.
And it's this terrible cycle, but the Lord stops that really quickly. And I remember one day he told me, he said, look, what just took you a week used to would have taken you 3 months. And I guess it was about within weeks after that, I was sitting with my dad and we were watching somebody share. And this lady said something that really just rocked my life. She just said, you know, religion only celebrates perfection, but God celebrates progress. And I was like, oh, Jesus, that's exactly what I'm missing here. You know, because I am seeing, did I hit the mark or did I not hit the mark? And then because of that information, I'm like giving myself permission to be okay with me or not, right?
Of course.
And rather than seeing that it's already done, like he's already done the work on my behalf, every shortcoming that I'm ever going to have or ever did have or ever will have, you know, that he has already made up the difference, that the cross is enough, that his blood is enough, and that's who makes me who I am.
Amen. Mr. Mike Weaver with us. What an amazing story in a journey. The lead singer of the dynamic award-winning CCM favorites, Big Daddy Weave. Mike's new book is called I Am Redeemed, Learning to Live in Grace. The man's new album is called When the Light Comes. There's so, so much in the book that is just absolutely fantastic. I would love to ask you some more about a number of these threads, but I want to make sure to turn to the music for a moment as well, because we've been treated to the song Alive in recent months, and it's gone number one. It's come to mean so much to so many of us. The song was single number one off the new album, which just released, called When the Light Comes. And it's being described as a journey from real pain and sorrow to rediscovering joy and hope, which makes perfect sense, really, considering what you've just shared. How does that show up on the record? How does that show up on these songs, Mike?
You know, it was crazy. A friend of ours heard the record when it first came out, and she was like, man, there's so much joy on this record. And I'm like, oh my goodness, because all these songs had really been written from a place of sorrow and going through what we had kind of described and my family's been through the last few years. But when I listened to it again, I was like, oh my goodness, she is right. The joy of the Lord is on this record. And I think there's just like a heart of gratitude that we're still here, you know, that man, we didn't get it all right and we don't get it all right. But Jesus has been with us through the struggle and in the trial and all of that. And I feel like we're coming through on the other side and we're just really, really grateful. And we're just really, really eager to share with people who might be going through the same kind of stuff, what we've been through and what we've found in that journey. Because you see a side to the Lord when you're in the struggle that you don't see on the good days. When you're getting everything, the answer to the prayer of everything you asked for, the way that you asked for it, man, you see God in that way, and it is beautiful. But in a season that doesn't go the way that you planned, that you didn't get to necessarily see the answer to the prayer in the way that you were hoping, then you encounter Jesus in a completely different way. There is a depth to that encounter that we could never even know to ask for in our own humanness, you know? But because of his mercy and because of his unfailing faithfulness towards us, when we're in the struggle, Jesus is no less present than on the good days. In fact, I have found that he appears to me to be even more present in that place of need, in that place of struggle. Wow. And all of these songs are born from those kind of encounters, you know?
The great book, it really is a blessing to read this story. It's called I Am Redeemed, Learning to Live in Grace. The new album is called When the Light Comes, both available wherever fine books and fine movies are sold. But if we do want to start the journey to follow you on the web, where's the best place to begin that voyage, sir?
Man, you know, all things Big Daddy Weave are at bigdaddyweave.com. And then so you can connect at that point with all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, which is usually all under the handle of BDW Music. And so we would absolutely love for people to connect with us online. We would even more absolutely just want to send out a personal invitation to come and join us at one of the events on the road. We love meeting people, seeing what God wants to do with these nights. He's so faithful to meet us right where we are, wherever we are, and that he's not giving up on any of us, man. And we'd love to have these nights of worship and times together in his presence, man. It changes everything.
And just in the last couple seconds we have, did you ever think you were going to have a TV series?
Never, ever, ever did I think we would be on television. Man, if you have a nickname that is something like Big Daddy, you do not want a camera on you, you know? And it is a great source of anxiety just thinking about, like, you know, oh my gosh, what does it look like? What does it sound like? Oh. But so some months ago, Matt Crouch, the president of TBN, called my phone. And, you know, I'm sure this is a call that, like, a lot of people would try to get a hold of. And I didn't ask anybody, you know. But the Lord just brought this our way. And we sat and we talked for a long time just about Jesus and just about what Jesus had done in our lives. And he just shared that God had used some of our songs in his life. And by the end of the conversation, he was like, well, so you can have a TV show. And I was like, what? I was like, dude, we don't want a TV show, man. We don't want a TV show. I'm like, we're like the poster boys for church. You know, I'm like, what could we possibly share that would be interesting to people who even maybe are not necessarily people who go to church or whatever? And man, we just began to think about all we had been through in the last little while. And I was like, yeah, but you know, somebody having a hard time having children, that's not necessarily church. You know, somebody who's really dealt with hating their own guts like every day, man, that's not necessarily church, you know? And, you know, man, somebody becoming a double amputee and barely surviving and dealing with thoughts of suicide and dark things like that. And so that was what we endeavored as Matt Crouch gave us this opportunity. Shane Suter and his crew came out on the road with us, just followed us around and kind of, you know, got us some snapshots of what it is to live on the road and bring our families out there and all kinds of things like that while we're trying to make this record. And it was crazy. And then while we're recounting what this last season of life has been like. And I was so scared, and I continually am scared. Sometimes I can't watch the show. Like when my wife set the DVR to record the show on TBN, like I just about had a panic attack. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. You know, I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up, you know? But you know what? The feedback from it has been like, hey man, me too, you know? And so I think the place that it resonates with people is the place that they go through and they have been through, or maybe are in right now, of some kind of struggle. And that's what the audience, that's what our heart is to minister to people who are in that broken place, in that desperate place, in that disappointed place, and just to say, look, it's not over for you, man. There's so much hope in the Lord for you.
Well, the show is called When the Light Comes, just like the album, airs Wednesday nights on TBN. Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave has been with us today on the road. Sir, it's always such a treat to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time.
No, it's an absolute honor. I'm telling you, the pleasure is mine. I love getting to talk with you. Man, my only regret is that when we saw you, man, where was the city though? Because we
Sioux Center, Iowa, brother.
We passed in the hallway, and I was like, I heard you speak, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's you, you know? And so I love it, dude, because I love your heart. I love how articulate you are, man. And it's like you are an old soul, dude. And I love that, man. You carry such a class with you, man. And just that you honor people like so well. And I just want to encourage you because you're a delight to be around, man.
God bless you so much. That blesses me to no end. Thank you so much once again for being here, brother. God bless you. Keep up the great work, okay?
Absolutely, man. Thanks for doing this today, man.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.